Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Psalm 119:152. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Psalm 119, verse number 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, it shall last forever. I believe that, don't you? And I believe we have the very word of God in front of us. Well, let's continue on. Now you see why I just couldn't get out of the... I had this thing to verse number 16, and only had two verses to talk about this morning. Well, we see the word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Back in verse number 12, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, which is it's interesting. Why did God use that term, a two-edged sword? Well, believe it or not, I went to Bible school many, many years ago. And one of my favorite Bible teachers, he's dead and in heaven now, Rick Adams. And I remember him talking about this verse, and I wrote some things that remember what he said. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and it cuts going out. Here's what he said. It will cut toward the congregation, preachers. Remember, I'm in Bible school. It will cut toward the congregation and it will cut toward you. When I am preaching, I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. I got to get it first. If I don't get it, how are you going to get it? And you see my Bible, I got all kinds of quotes. I put a quote, somebody, a preacher said, if I don't enjoy my messages, how are the congregation not going to enjoy the message? Don't bore people with the word of God. For God's sake, don't bore people with the word of God. Now, when I'm out preaching this morning and I see some of y'all falling asleep, I'm going to thump you in the ear, okay? Don't get bored. Daddy used to say, you know why churches are so cold and frozen? Because there's a polar bear in the pulpit. But he's talking about that it cuts going in. It comes. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. If I'm not right with God, how can I expect you to be right with God? So it's a two-edged sword. It cuts going in. And it cuts going out. And there's other things could be said, but I need to move on. It mentions about its piercing. The word piercing means penetrating the heart of man. That it's, even when a preacher is up here preaching and somebody says, and I heard this a couple weeks ago, preacher, you were preaching to me this morning. The old adage, preacher, you've been reading my mail. Okay. That's what it's talking. It's piercing. It's God's word that dives. It's not me. It's God's word. I can't imagine. I mentioned here just a few minutes ago. I can't imagine being in a worship service and not preaching of God's word. Amen. And we're fixing to get into that now about the dividing asunder. It's penetrating the heart of man. God knows our innermost being. Then he says this, and then we're going to spend the rest of my time. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Now, the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, there is a distinction between soul and spirit. And I mentioned earlier in our lesson, many times it's intertwined and it's very closely related. And that's why it talks about the word of God is the one who divides it, not us. Are you following? Because it's so closely related in our mind, the soul, and sometimes we confuse it too, and we get them. I'm going to get letters. People don't write anymore. I take it back. Somebody does write. Thank you for your letter. I'm still getting the letters back there. Thank you. He actually, and I wrote him one. He's wrote me about five or six, and I wrote him one. Yeah. So people do write letters. Thank you for that. Anyway. I know, I got a lot. I'll have Latrice do that because I don't write. Don't laugh, but it's true. Okay. Ronnie, I just lost my train of thought. Where was I at? Okay. Wonderful. I'm glad you're here. All right. Where was that dividing us? Where was I going? This is old age. What is it? The spirit soul. But I was going somewhere with the spirit and soul. Got that in my note. And it was so good. Huh? Help me, Kyler. Oh, soul. That's it. That's it. About soul winning. We're going soul winning. Again, I know what people are talking about, but you're not going soul winning when we go out witnessing. What is born again is the spirit. Kyler had a wonderful lesson here months ago about he that winneth souls is wise. It's not talking about going out, people use that, winning people to the Lord. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about winning that whole man over. It's like discipleship in a nutshell. He that winneth souls. Not only they want them to the Lord, you've discipled them. And their whole mind now is, are you following? We use those terms kind of interchangeably, but the Word of God divides it. It would be strange now if we go out terminology, say, we're going out spirit winning. Are you following? But I'm saying we would understand when we say we go soul winning. Okay. But the Word of God divides the difference. There is a difference. There is a difference. Matter of fact, we are made in the image and the likeness of God, the triunity of the Godhead. In Genesis, let us make man in our image. And man is a trichotomous being. In other words, three parts. And we see this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Greg, you put this one up here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he divides that there. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Remember, we're made in the likeness and the image of God. Matter of fact, that's what separates us from the animal world. They don't have a spirit. They have a soul. What do you mean they have a soul? As we use these words interchangeably, you could say, come here, Fido. Was he doing? You know, lay over, roll over, you know. You know, you can't do that to a cat. That's why I don't like cats. Only thing a cat's good for is to catch mice or something, you know. I love cats. I don't love cats, but y'all are going to kick me out of the church now. Okay. Anyway, that's why you can say something to a dog. He hears you. He understands you. But he can't communicate with God. I'm going to leave that there. Okay. There's so much could be said, and I don't want to get into it. But we're talking about three parts. The soul is the word, in the Greek word, it's the psyche. It's man's relationship to himself and to other. It's our mind. It's our will. It's the seabed of emotions. I mentioned that about people going to church for a few weeks, and the Spirit of God was among them, and it was so good of a worship. They went out rejoicing that the preacher didn't even need to preach. They did not worship in spirit. They worshiped in their soul. Are you following? They were emotional. They got, woo, you know. Where's my handkerchief? Oh, there it is. Deep in my pocket. Okay? It happens all the time. All the time. Now, by the way, I say that it wouldn't hurt for us Baptist people to get a little bit more of this. Some of us look like Kalijah, the old wooden Indian, you know. You don't know that one? You have to, huh? No. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed, that old Indian. He just was an Indian stump. And some of our Baptist people that sit in church, and they look like old Kalijah. They wouldn't smile.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.